This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working tonight on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. You can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You'll also find us the same way on MeWe and Gab and on Parler. We're at The Captain's America, three words, at The Captain's America. And you can follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. So there you go. Now joining us from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Now, we had some interesting things develop overnight over in the Middle East. An Israeli ship was reportedly damaged by a single rocket fired between India and Omar in the Arabian Sea. They believe it came from Iran. The Israelis are saying they believe it was fired from Iran. Damage done to the ship. I have not heard about any injuries, and the ship is still underway.
Once it was struck, it went idle for about 3 to 4 hours before it resumed its sail. I'm sure that they were assessing damage and repairing what they needed to repair. The ship, I think, was en route from an Indian port of Mundra, and it had come to a full stop. So Iran, of course, is denying any involvement, blah, blah, blah. But this ship is actually owned by an individual, and it's flying a Liberian flag. It'll be interesting to see what kind of fallout there's going to be on this one.
Yeah, and we did get another report out of Israel yesterday about the election. The Israeli Central Elections Committee delivered their final results, which means neither Netanyahu nor any of his rivals have a straightforward Knesset majority. And this could mean a fifth vote again in the last 2.5 years.
Correct.
So what do you think? We're going to have another vote, or can he find the 2 seats he needs?
We shall see. I'm sure he's clearly working on it. But, again, I say, if you think politics are stupid over here in the United States, they're about as stupid as they can get in Israel. I would have thought that Netanyahu would have prevailed in this one pretty easily after the way that the vaccine architecture was handled in Israel. It was handled quite well. Mm-hmm. And with the Abraham Accords, mm-hmm, I would have thought that that would have been a real shoe-in for him, but apparently not.
Mm. Now, what's the relationship? We were talking about it off air. What's the relationship between Nancy Pelosi and Gavin Newsom? Is it through marriage or some sort of a relationship?
Yeah. Gavin Newsom is Pelosi's nephew.
Okay. Well, she says it's unnecessary to run another Democrat in the California recall race because Tom Steyer came in and volunteered to be that other candidate, and I guess she doesn't want Steyer in the race.
Well, okay. I mean, I have no idea what her motivation is. But,
Now, I got a comment here from Pete, and Pete is in Indianapolis, Indiana. He says, Captain, I'd like to know Denise's reaction in watching Biden's first news conference yesterday. It was very hard for me to watch. It was full of lies and exaggerations. It actually sounded more like a political speech with prearranged questions at prearranged answers to questions already known. What does Denise think? So that's the question from Pete.
Think that the questions were necessarily pre-known, but the answers, as I said, they really addressed the topic and not the question. Right. So, you know, if anybody asked about are we leaving Afghanistan, for instance, all he did was just talk about, you know, his thoughts on Afghanistan. He really didn't, you know, go to the specific question, and then there was never a follow-up. So, yes, there were already pre-typed out platitude responses. But, yeah, it was full of huge lies, especially on the immigration piece.
Yeah.
You know, and blaming Trump. Everything that he said, Jen Psaki had also been saying, and several other White House people have been saying regarding what's happening at the border. So, yeah, they were pre-typed out for sure responses. And I don't know that any of the journalists had provided any questions in advance. I don't think based on the way that they crafted how this thing was going to happen that they needed to do that.
No, but he had the list of how to call on him and what the priority was, what the order
Correct.
Was. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And by the way, when we come back, there's a new mess with Hunter Biden's name attached to it. If you haven't been paying attention, we'll tell you about it here in just a minute. And if you want to call into the show, the number is 813-289-1860. That's 813-289-1860. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
I can't believe you found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or... Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, excuse me, is being brought to you by our friends at the Moss Nissan dealership up in Newport Richey, where I will be on Saturday from 12 noon to 3 p.m. for the Moss Nissan March Mania tailgate event. Now, we're going to have a big deal there in terms of what's going to be there. If you've ever been to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers parking lot and seen the tailgate tea parties going on, I keep wanting to call it tea party. But anyway, you'll see the big screen TVs, and sometimes you see a very elaborate setup with a truck with a bunch of tents, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff, and the food and all that. Well, that's who these people are. Tailgate Pro Entertainment, and they're going to be the host of the basketball games, the NCAA basketball tournament games. In addition, it's going to be family-friendly. Bring the kids, because they're going to have cornhole, tiki toss, giant Zynga, and yard pong going on. And you can enjoy the basketball tournament games on the big giant screen TV. Plus, there's going to be plenty of free food and drinks, too. And while you're there, I'll be there with a whole bunch of coupons to save you $500 on your deal on a vehicle at Moss Nissan, whether it's new or certified pre-owned. You can also take a test drive in one of those fancy GTRs if you want to, one of those nice vehicles, those little sports cars, or whatever you want to take a test drive in, you can do that too. No strings attached. And remember, Tailgate Pro Entertainment for your next corporate or private tailgate party. And I'll see you there this Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. at Moss Nissan at U.S. 19 and the corner of State Route 54. Look for the great big American flag up in the air. And you never can tell who might show up. Could be some short gal by the name of Denise Simon, maybe, kind of.
Good morning.
Yes. All right. Okay, we've got our favorite question asker in here, Bagammon Bob. Okay, Bagammon Bob, what's your question?
Hello, Captain Denise. Just wondered if Biden's hurting the midterms, or will Kamala Harris, if she were to take over for him, if he doesn't last the 4 years, be better or worse for the Republican Party? All right, that's it, Captain.
Well, you first.
I think the midterms are going to be very, very interesting in spite of Biden because of the legislation that's been passed out of the House, and like H.R. 1. And the fact that the House may contest that Iowa congressional race that was actually certified.
Six votes.
That's at least two of the reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I think if Kamala does take over the presidency, it would be probably a little worse. And that's pretty disturbing. I don't think that she's necessarily running things here at this point, because I think that she is, they're operating kind of on committee out of this White House. You know, we got this issue, let's figure out how to resolve it, and they're making certain assignments, like putting Kamala in charge of the border crisis. It's really, there's no single point person in this White House. It's really, I think, a committee thing, probably run by Klain, who's the chief of staff, and Susan Rice.
Are they answering to anybody, like maybe Barack Obama?
I don't think so. I think what they do is, they probably talk to Obama from time to time. I think Biden has even necessarily admitted that. But I don't think Obama wants to get his fingerprints on any of this. I think he just says, go call this person. This person's got some expertise. I think he's necessarily somebody who has mobilized some of these people, but I don't think he's doing any kind of policy decisions for this White House.
Well, Biden's Homeland Security Secretary, Mr. Mayorkas, who the other day really alienated a whole bunch of people, not just you and me, when he said we are on pace to encounter more individuals on the southeast border than southwest border than we have seen in the last 20 years, was that a badge of honor? I think that's a disgrace.
Well, it depends upon who you're talking to. The guy needs to be removed. I mean, he's in way over his head.
Yep.
For the Biden administration to sign off on this executive order, on day one or two of his administration?
Yep.
On deportations and no deportations, all that kind of thing, and they were not prepared. They were not prepared in the least for what was told to them regarding this whole migrant southern border situation. So what did they have to do? They had to call in FEMA. They had to ask for volunteers out of HHS and DHS. Then they didn't have any kind of preparation for resources, especially out of the Office of Refugee Resettlement. Then they had nobody looking at Title 42. Then they had no place to put all these people. They didn't confer under the formal agreement that the previous White House, the Trump White House, had with the governors, the border state governors. So they violated that. So they just went off half-cocked, and now we are where we are. Especially so because you have a pandemic. Now we have government people, meaning those that, necessarily nurses or, other kind of people that are working these detention centers, and Border Patrol that are becoming infected because of COVID, because so many of these migrants have COVID.
Sure,
It's turned into a disaster, and they shot from the hip, and this is where we are.
Yeah, and it's not going to get any better as long as we keep doing what we're doing, and Biden stands up there and lies about the fact, well, Trump was turning all these people, taking all these people in, and we're turning them around. We're turning the majority of them around. No, they are not.
No, they're not.
No. Nope.
They're not. That was just one of the big lies from yesterday.
Yep, and unbelievable. The people, and again, the media could have said something and it didn't. But they just let that slide right through. So Mayorkas has got to go. We agree on that one. How about Joe Biden next week? He made reference to it yesterday. Somebody asked him the question about the infrastructure. He says he's going to make the announcement of the multi-trillion-dollar infrastructure plan in Pittsburgh someday next week.
Just so you know, that this is really not so much as an infrastructure bill as it is a New Green Deal bill and the Great Reset bill. So with those two things, that is how this infrastructure bill is crafted. So if you think H.R. 1 is bad, this one's going to be
worse.
Really, yes, because it's got a $3 trillion price tag on it too.
Mm-hmm. Now, we don't know what's going to happen, and I may have saved the best story for last here with the Hunter Biden incident. We're hearing about the White House and the Secret Service denying any role in the Hunter Biden debacle with the gun in the trash can incident. I think it was a cover-up. That's just me talking. Can't prove it, but something screwy went on there.
Some time ago, okay, he was dating, this happened in 2018, and this is the time that he was dating his sister-in-law. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
I do.
Okay. So, for whatever reason, she took his gun and threw it in a trash can. So some cat, which is right near, literally left, the trash can was across the street from a high school. Well, they have this cat that goes through trash cans because he's a recycler. And he happened to see the gun. Well, he turns the gun over to officials, which is what you're supposed to do. So then they start tracking this thing back, and they go back to the store where the gun was purchased. The owner of the store didn't want to comply, which he really shouldn't have had to do, but this was done by Secret Service. And he eventually complied. Okay, so he gave him the paperwork. So now we're in a situation where did Hunter lie on the application? Well, yeah, he did, because they asked about his drug use. We don't know.
Okay, we will talk to you, Mike, on the weekend edition. Have yourself a great day. Thank you very much. And that's Denise Simon, everybody, from FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go there, check it out.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always can.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least five people are dead in Calhoun County, Alabama, after tornadoes ripped through the area. Shelby County was also impacted. Sheriff John Samaniego.
Everything from a few shingles off a roof to a completely collapsed house from the top to the bottom.
Thousands of people remain without power after trees took down power lines. Earlier, Governor Kay Ivey issued a state of emergency for over 40 counties. former President Trump is reacting to the surge at the southern border.
He had the border the most secure, they say, in 20 years, but really, I think from the beginning, it's never been like this.
He spoke on Fox. Border Patrol agents say people are crossing the southern border in record numbers. During the news conference this afternoon, President Biden said most people are being turned away from the border, but unaccompanied children are being allowed to remain. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment for the morning. Thanks to the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. We're going to tell you where they're at, but check them out online at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu for more information. And they're going to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to better serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., which is right outside Boston, and the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. But either way, you want to give them a call, and their number is 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. Call them and ask to take a tour of one of their campuses. Now, you'll be glad you did, because becoming an aviation maintenance tech is not just a job. It's not just a job you're taking. You are changing your life for good. Because once you get certified as an aviation maintenance tech, guess what? That stays with you for your entire lifetime. your entire lifetime. You stay in that job, and you'll be making six-figure salaries before you know it, and you'll be making them year after year after year after year, anywhere you want to work in the world. Anywhere you want to work in the world. That's how good the job is. So think about that. So that's National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. The phone number, 800-659-2080. Call them and ask to take the tour at either one of their campuses, either the one in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston, or the other one, which is in Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. So there you go. Now, the Defense Department this week received a written request for assistance from the Health and Human Services Department to help temporarily house an influx of children fleeing Central America arriving at the U.S.-Mexican border. No idea as to the number, because the number wasn't mentioned, and the Defense Department is definitely helping because they're going to be sending them to military bases as far away as California, as far to the north as Montana, and other bases around the central and southern part of the United States. That's what we're hearing right now. Now, Beijing will have the ability to invade Taiwan sooner than current predictions would suggest, so says President Joe Biden's nominee to lead America's Indo-Pacific Command this week at a hearing in D.C. Boy, I hope he's wrong, because that's the prize that China wants. They want Taiwan. And it's not going to take much to get it, even though Taiwan has loaded up their military. It would be a very bloody and intense battle. And how we would be involved with it? Well, we've signed a mutually defense treaty to keep them going. So I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. Also, North Korea. Twice this week so far, two times this week, has fired a handful of short-range missiles and intercontinental ballistic missiles, testing them, the type that you'd fire from a submarine to reach whatever. Now, this is after the sister of Kim Jong-un threatened the United States and South Korea for holding joint military exercises. She didn't care for that, and she said so. So now North Korea is showing their strength by firing these missiles. Now, the White House also confirmed that the United States and Iraq next month will hold strategic talks on relations between the two countries and the remaining U.S. troops in Iraq. Now, Iraq is a different story than Afghanistan. They believe that they can defend themselves against the threats that are there, and they appear to have a much higher trained group of individuals there than what's in Afghanistan. I'm just saying, based on what I've seen, that's what it appears to be. So look for some progress in Iraq if people will sit down and talk to each other. That's a big if, right? Now, in Afghanistan, the American and Taliban negotiators are discussing a pause in the U.S. airstrikes and drone flights in Afghanistan in order to try to revive the long-shot peace talks aimed at settling the two-decade-old war. This, according to the U.S. and Afghan officials there, as you probably know or probably have heard, there were more airstrikes this week in Afghanistan and also in Iraq along the Syrian border, where they had heavily dug in al-Qaeda folks and ISIS folks in that area. There doesn't seem to be much of a difference between the two of them anymore. Now, overseas, the United States reportedly has spent more than $34 billion, that's with a B, $34 billion to maintain military presences in Japan and South Korea for the last 3 years. This according to the Government Accountability Office. Now, I don't know why they're telling us that. I know it's expensive to be over there. We all know that. But we're going to be there. That's not anywhere we're getting out of anytime soon either. regardless of what anyone might think. And the Pentagon's ambitious flight test schedule for hypersonic weapons could be at risk due to test range limitations, according to a Government Accountability Office report issued on March the 22nd. We'll see where that goes. Now, the Navy is saying that they're pretty well up on ships right now, and what they're looking to have is not necessarily another aircraft carrier at the moment. But they are looking at more guided missile cruisers and destroyers, because those are the fast attack ships that are out there that seem to be very popular in the Navy. And again, that's where they're headed right now with that. Now, we have not heard any more from the government nor Iran with the threat that they made to kill a U.S. Army general in Washington, D.C. and attack the Army base. The general they threatened, Army General Joseph F. Martin, and the base that they threatened was right there in D.C. along the Potomac River. Now, the National Security Commission had picked up chatter amongst members of Iran's Revolutionary Guard's elite Quds Force discussing how to avenge the killing of General Qasem Soleimani, and this is where this discussion came up. So far, that's all it is a discussion, but they are taking precautions, as you might well expect, to make sure that nothing like this can happen or will happen. And obviously, the Military District of Washington is very well defended, very well defended. And the area they're talking about is the Washington Channel that runs parallel to the Potomac River. They've increased security over there. And security that some of the city leaders and some of the civic leaders are protesting because there's more security over there, and these folks just can't take their big luxury boats and go sailing up through there like there's nothing there. And again, I can understand that, and so can you. That's just like MacDill, right here where I'm at, MacDill Air Force Base, if anybody's been there, home of CENTCOM. You just don't hop in a boat and go sailing around the anywhere near around MacDill and think that you're not going to get challenged by somebody. They're there. They're watching. And if you get too close, they warn you off. Okay. We'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, his website. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
I am going to take it away, and this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends over at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you'll love the Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of an Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a completely refresh that makes this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, has a standard 345 horsepower engine, also some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massages. Boy, does that feel good, especially on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. They also honor those who have served our country in the You Serve, You Save program. That means active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get tremendous deals at Moss Acura. Remember, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S. Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you a boatload of money on your next automotive buy. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the weather like real quick?
We haven't stepped outside yet, but starting to slowly but surely warm up. Well, it's Long Island, Matt, and March in Long Island, get that, you know, the water's so cold, it can be a little bit tough. You know, we're waiting for spring to sprung, so to speak. It's not there yet.
Okay, well, you've got some windy conditions coming your way, and there's been some really bad weather in the south last couple of days that's kind of going to skirt you a little bit. We'll see. Well, what the heck is going on in China? Chinese state media outlets and the nation's foreign ministry and Communist Party-controlled social media seem to have all launched at the same time a multi-pronged attack against Nike, in retaliation for what the company said the other day.
Well, it actually wasn't what the company said the other day. It was an older tweet that they had put out, or there was some information that they put out on social media, and then they jumped all over it. Basically, it's China just saying, hey, listen, this is what we can do. This is how, you know, strong our economy is. This is how powerful we are, that you dare criticize us. We can, you know, we can make it very, very difficult on you. And it, they, without a doubt, that's the case. That's the situation that we've put ourselves in. And, they're very little tolerance, I guess, all over, social media in China. You know, not too happy with Nike after, you know, hearing about this information that they had put out. The people that really kind of rally and stick together, and they don't like being criticized by the nations.
How about a little fact check on Joe Biden? You ready?
Have at it.
Joe Biden claims that nearly all the Trump tax cuts went to the wealthy. The claim at his first press conference was 83% of Donald Trump's 2017 tax cut went to the top 1% of the earners. Now, that verdict was absolutely false, and you know that too, right?
Oh, absolutely. My taxes went up because they got rid of the SALT deduction. So, no, taxes went up for many people, quite frankly, that are on the higher level of the spectrum when it came to this. So, no. Most of the taxes went to, obviously, the middle class and the people at the bottom rung, adding another whole level of people that are not paying any taxes at all.
Yeah, because 82% of the American middle class households received a tax cut and received an average tax cut of $1,260. 90% of Americans saw an increase in take-home pay, and the tax cuts raised wage growth by 3.3% and helped foster historic lows in unemployment.
Yeah, I wasn't overly enamored with the Trump tax cuts. I gave it a C-plus to a B-minus grade, but without a doubt, and it was helpful.
Yeah. Did you see the initial jobless claims yesterday where they were saying that the government said, well, we've had a drop in jobless claims, the economy's looking good. But then when you took a look at it again, the jobless benefits claims jumped to nearly 19 million people.
Yeah, that was one of the things I was looking at. Yesterday I was actually interviewed about that as well, and I said, hey, we can look at the household survey. That's what's really important. Continuing claims have been fairly consistent. We also have a ton of people out there that still unable to get to work simply because, you know, quite frankly, we don't know whether their businesses are going to reopen, jobs are going to come back based on what's going to happen in urban areas. So there's a transformation that's going to take place, and most certainly jobs numbers are not that great.
Now, we're hearing about activist investors piling into social media frenzies and programs like Parler and Gab and MeWe. Are they playing with fire there, or do you think there's something to all that beneficial?
Social media, I have do very, very little with it, Matt, as you know, to some degree. And you can get yourself in trouble doing a myriad of different things online in today's day and age. So, I mean, who can tell?
Right. And to me, the jury's out on all that because Parler is a group where the Trumps are all over there. They're all on Gab, too. That's where they chose to go. And I guess he's going to start a new social media group.
Listen, you know, I was using Parler as well, and then they got shut down, and they came back online. And, you know, since they came back online, every single time I try to log on to the thing, they make me do one of those little capture quizzes where I got to, you know, tell you, you know, check off boxes of, you know, cars or buses or traffic lights. And I was like, okay, I'm tired of doing this now, and I haven't gone on since.
Well, I'm amazed because in a very short time over there, I've gotten 12,000 followers.
Yeah, that's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and I'm amazed because I wasn't able to do that much over on Twitter or Twitter or Facebook. So there's a different breed of cat over there, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I never really checked. I mean, I was on it as well. I haven't gone on it in a while, but, you know, we'll see.
Okay. All right, let me ask you this question. One of my listeners said, will Joe Biden regret the $1.9 trillion stimulus?
I don't think Joe Biden's really given much thought to it at all. I mean, he's trying to do another $3 trillion stimulus. So, I mean, I think that 1.9 will be forgotten right now. He's trying to put together another massive spending package.
Yeah, and he's being pointed in that direction because did you see what they were calling his memory boost yesterday, the cheat sheets?
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, well, if he didn't have that, he wouldn't have had a press conference.
Yeah, I think he would have had a little bit more of a difficult time, without a doubt.
Yeah, and he did have a couple of problems. You saw that too, didn't you?
I mean, again, it's Joe, and he has his gaffes. That's what he does. It's what to be expected. And, you know, you're not going to really get really any fact-checking from the mainstream media or any sort of difficult questions being asked. And he went to the outlets that he wanted as well.
All right, there's a COVID-19 antibody maker by the name of Hytest. Have you ever heard of him?
No, I'm not familiar with them.
All right, well, they're mulling a sale of $400 million right now. Don't know to who, don't know who the buyer is, but that would be a big deal if that happened, right?
Is it a sale of their antibodies or of they're trying to raise money?
Trying to raise money.
Okay. I mean, a lot of companies nowadays, especially with all the SPACs that are taking place, and the world is awash in money because they keep printing it. It's a good time to raise money for corporations right now. Makes it a hell of a lot easier.
So finally, it's the last weekend of Major League Baseball down here, the Grapefruit League, before they head north for the regular season. You got any plans to go see a game?
Up here, I'm looking forward to going to see the Yankees play, but I'm not going to do it when they're at 20% in the stadium. The feel is not the same. I mean,
no.
You go to Yankee Stadium, you want that place packed. And that's where you really enjoy it, where it just gets that really energy within the ballpark. So I have no interest in going at 20%.
Well, come on down here. Maybe we can go when they get up to 50%.
You guys do 50. That's great.
Yeah, we're headed in that direction. Not yet, but we'll be there. Okay, Chris, we'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have a great weekend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. The website again, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go there, check it out, see what's going on. We're coming back with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. If you want to call the show, the number is 813-289-18.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.